From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Mandalika Economic Zone offers 2.2 trillion rupiah business potential for MSMEs. Blinken commends Indonesia's G20 leadership on global health. Now, the news in detail. The Mandalika Special Economic Zone in West Nusa Tenggara Province offers huge business potential, reaching 2.2 trillion rupiah for small, micro, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. It was said by Deputy 3 of Presidential Staff Office, Panutan Sulendrakusuma. The statement, based on evaluation of the multiplier effect due to investment realization during the Mandalika Special Economic Zone on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. He has also said the estimated multiplier effect of the Mandalika Special Economic Zone amounted to 4.8 trillion rupiah, of which 45.8% or around 2.2 trillion rupiah will go to MSMEs. Next, we have the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, which noted in a statement on Tuesday that the U.S. State Secretary Antony Blinken lauded Indonesia's leadership in discussing global health issues at the forum of the Group of 20 Major World Economies. As reported by Antara, Blinken called on all nations in the world to look to the future and bolster global health security for the next emergency. The U.S. State Secretary affirmed that it meant ensuring sustainable financing for pandemic preparedness and response, including well-financed international institutions and a new fund at the World Bank that focuses specifically on providing for the capacity that need to prevent, detect, and respond to future threats. Economic observer from Samratulangi University, Dr. Joy Tulung, has said Indonesia's G20 presidency is expected to improve the capacity of micro, small, and medium enterprises. As quoted by Antara, Tulung on Tuesday said the government must give MSMEs a role in the G20 presidency as their activities are carried out in a number of areas in North Sulawesi, and they are not only held in one location. He has also said the role of MSMEs is very significant, but their product quality and human resources issues must also be addressed. The last national news comes from almost half the micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, which are owned by women in Indonesia, are facing difficulty in paying bills and debts. It was stated by Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, at the Women 20 Indonesia Policy Dialogue, theme Freedom from Discrimination, Historical Journey from Japan to Indonesia, which was held in Likupang, North Sulawesi on Tuesday. As reported by Antara, Puspa Yoga has also noted women play a significant role in economic growth and development in Indonesia. Next, we move to the international news. China's President Xi Jinping has told Hong Kong's leaders that their overriding mission was to stabilize and control a worsening COVID-19 pandemic. Media reported on Wednesday as a fast-rising wave of infections overwhelmed authorities. As reported by Reuters.com, the directive ramps up pressure on Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam a day after she said her government's response to the outbreak had been unsatisfactory, with hospitals and medical staff unable to cope. She instructed Chinese Vice Premier Han Cheng to relay the Lam has concern about the pandemic situation and his rare for local residents, according to front page stories. Next, we have Japan, which is still watching the Ukraine situation with grave concern despite a Russian announcement of a partial pullback of armed forces, and US President Joe Biden has set the possibility of an invasion of Russian forces into Ukraine clearly remains. It was stated by Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno in a regular news conference as reported by Reuters.com. The Japanese government says that the situation remains unpredictable and Japan will keep a close eye on the situation with high alert and grave concerns. The last news, at least 10 people have died and 11 are missing after a Spanish fishing boat sank off Canada's east coast. As reported by BBC.com, 3 crew members have been rescued and efforts to find survivors are continuing. The crew of 24 included 16 Spanish plus Peruvian and Ghanaian nationals, according to Spanish media reports. The vessel, registered in 2004 and based in the port of Marin in the Spanish region of Galicia, sank in waters of Canada's Newfoundland. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner, entitled Indonesian Ambassador Gandhi to Facilitate Startup Acceleration of Indonesia to South Korea.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Ambassador Gandhi to facilitate startup acceleration of Indonesian to South Korea. Listener, Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, is ready to facilitate the acceleration of Indonesian startups to South Korea. The digital economic development of both countries is rapid, particularly the progress of startups. Therefore, the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul focuses on facilitating the acceleration of Indonesian startups to South Korea and otherwise. This was stated by Ambassador Gandhi Sulistianto while visiting the KB Innovation Hub, a South Korean startup incubator, on Friday. He further conveyed that digital transformation is one of the 3 major themes brought up by the Indonesian presidency at the G20 in 2022. During his visit, Ambassador Gandhi Sulistianto does hope that South Korean startups are able to find appropriate and equal Indonesian business partners. He appealed to Korean startups not to assume Indonesia only as a market, but jointly create progress that has a positive impact for the community, including job creation, which provides higher income and support to rural areas with inadequate infrastructure. Meanwhile, Chief Global Strategy Officer of KB Financial Group, Nam Hon Cho, explained that through the KB Innovation Hub, KB Financial Group also supports the creation of many talents in South Korea's digital industry. Nam Hon Cho viewed how important Indonesia is as the largest economy in Southeast Asia. Therefore, his side is interested in expanding its business to Indonesia. Since 2022, KB Financial Group has been recorded to have acquired Bank Bukopin. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 16, 1962 about North Sea Flood. The North Sea Flood caused by the extratropical hurricane of 1962 was a natural disaster that hit the German coast and particularly the city of Hamburg during the night of February 16 to the 17, 1962. About 60,000 houses were destroyed and 315 people died in Hamburg. An extratropical storm also hit the city of Sheffield in England, which killed 9 people. We move to an event on February 16, 1998, when China Airlines Flight 676 crashed. China Airlines Flight 676 crashed into a road and residential area near Chiang Kai-shek International Airport in Taoyuan County, Taiwan on Monday night, February 16, 1998. This Airbus A300622R jet with hull number B1814 is flying from the International Airport Ngurah Rai in Bali, Indonesia to Taipei, Taiwan. The weather was dominated by rain and fog when the plane approached the runway of Chiang Kai-shek International Airport, so the pilot took the wrong approach to the runway. The plane crashed and killed all 196 people on board, including the president of Taiwan Central Bank. The accident also killed 7 people on the ground, bringing the total death toll of 203. We end today in history with an event on February 16, 2005 about Kyoto Protocol entered into force. The Kyoto Protocol is an amendment to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, an international agreement on global warming. Countries that ratify this protocol commit to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide, and 5 other greenhouse gases. This agreement entered into force February 16, 2005, after Russia ratified the treaty on November 18, 2004. Until now, 181 countries plus the European Union have ratified the Kyoto Protocol. If it is successfully implemented, the Kyoto Protocol is predicted to reduce the global average weather by between 0.02 degrees Celsius and 0.28 degrees Celsius in 2050. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. Voice of
vaksini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you man.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo officially released the first car export to Australia in Karawang, West Java on Tuesday. In his remarks, the president said, the first car export from PT Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indonesia to Australia proved that Indonesia had taken the opportunity to open a new export market. On the occasion, the president also appreciated the car export production achievement, namely up to 2 million units. He said the export also marked the innovation by business industry amid the pandemic. It also showed that Indonesian manpower has good qualifications in producing cars. Then the local content requirement, or TKDN, from this export was more than 75%. President Joko Widodo added that many components, spare parts, and accessories in the exported cars were supplied from small and medium industries in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said Indonesian automotive production finally could reach the Australian market, which was known for their tight specifications for the fuel, emission and safety aspects. The minister added that right now, Indonesian vehicle products have been exported to four continents, namely America, Africa, Asia and the latest one, Australia. Agus Gumiwang further remarked that the automotive industry grew by two digits in 2021 with 17.82%. Currently, some 21 national automotive companies' production capacity have reached 2.5 million units per year. The industry minister said that Indonesian automotive export last year was 294,000 CPUs worth 52.9 trillion rupiahs. There were also 91,000 sets of CKDs worth 1.31 trillion rupiahs. Meanwhile, the automotive components export from Indonesia was 85 million parts worth 29.13 trillion rupiahs.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to invite you to visit Solo or Surakarta City, one of the beautiful cities in Indonesia. Solo City has been the center of power in Central Java since the Mataram court was moved from Kota Gede in 1745. The historical traces of Solo City are manifested through the cultural diversity that can be seen from dances, Solo batik, and the handicraft that always look elegant and very artistic. With a population of around 550,000 people, Solo is one of the most densely populated cities in Central Java. However, the atmosphere of the city still feels comfortable and familiar without any towering buildings in the middle of densely populated settlements. Beca is one of the easiest and most efficient modes of transportation when you want to enjoy your time in Solo. You don't have to worry if you finally want to choose to walk around Solo. In addition to the city being not too wide, the streets in Solo City are well laid out with smooth asphalt, and some roads already have sidewalks. Renting a bicycle at the city tourism office can also be an alternative to get around Solo City. However, you have to be more careful when riding a bicycle around the highway, because the traffic in Solo is quite busy with vehicles. There are several ways to get to Solo City besides using a plane. From Jakarta, you can also travel by night bus or train with a travel time of about 11 to 12 hours. Solo City has various attractions that you can explore, especially if you want to know more about Javanese culture. Of course, strict health protocols are also enforced in this area, so that your vacation with your family is safer, healthier, and more comfortable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
In a lifetime, I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Ooh.
it's not your intention. But where were you when I'm crying? Just take it easy. Just take it easy. I'm gonna take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance, take that chance for me.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about liburan or holiday. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai, which means why do you like going to the beach? This conversation is between Kevin and his workmate.
Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai?
Karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Mengapa, mengapa, which means why. Pergi, pergi, which means go. Di pantai, which means at the beach. Ke pantai, which means to the beach. Karena, karena, which means because. Ombak, ombak, which means waves. Suka, suka, which means like. Bermain ombak, which means playing waves. Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Which means, why do you like going to the beach? In the dialogue, you listen to a question, mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Which means, why do you like going to the beach? In the question, there is a word, mengapa, which means why. In Indonesian, the question word, mengapa, is used to ask the reason why something happens. For example, mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Which means, why do you like going to the beach? To answer the question, it uses the word karena, karena, which means because. For example, karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak. Karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak, which means because I can play waves at the beach. Besides karena, another expression to state a reason is sebab, sebab, which means cause. Here are other examples of conversation to ask and say a reason. Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Which means, why do you like going to the beach? Karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak. Karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak. which means because I can play waves at the beach. Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai? Which means, why do you like going to the beach? Sebab di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak. Sebab di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak. Which means, because I can play waves at the beach. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mengapa kamu suka pergi ke pantai?
Karena di pantai aku bisa bermain ombak.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we would like to present a song from Papua entitled Rasine Ma Rasine. The song was composed by Wimau Sido. This song is often sung to accompany a traditional ceremony and dance at an event. By having cheerful lyrics and arrangement, this song played at lots of events and many people follow to dance. Well, listener, here is the song Rasine Ma Rasine by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Ya mambe masinan so
Voice of Indonesia.
Out of
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.